Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Janet Entine.
Hi.
And we are having really a wonderful discussion with Councilwoman Viviana Russell in reference to, it's not even her district, it's the, what's going on over there is the ripple effect is going way outside your district. It's, you know, these kids are going to move on.
Absolutely.
And they're going to take what they're learning, what we were just talking about in reference to the schools and stuff. They're going to take wherever they go. They go to New Jersey, they go to North Carolina, they go to Florida. We're instilling the quality of life in them that's going to go forth, which I think is great.
Yes, and they can pass it on.
Oh, 100%. Now, you have some programs coming up?
So in North Hempstead, we're talking about recycling and the environment. So we have our STOP program that's coming up in June. We're going to be doing it in Westbury at the Westbury High School.
Okay.
So if anyone has anything they need to recycle on June 23rd.
Are you specific about what? Is it anything that's recyclable?
Anything that's recyclable.
Okay.
So if you have paint cans, the only thing that we're not doing this year that we have done in the past is prescription drugs. We're no longer doing that, but you can take those to any precinct.
Okay.
But anything else that you have to recycle, if you have old computers, e-waste is huge. I forget how many tons of e-waste they were able to collect at last year's collection.
Really?
It's huge because you have an old computer. You know computers, they go out so fast. You buy it, 6 months later, there's something new, and your hardware and everything is outdated. The software is outdated. So people need to recycle. And myself, I had like about 6 or 7 computers in my garage. So last year, we loaded up my van, and we took all of our stuff over there. Old paint cans, you name it, radios, stereos.
Great.
You know, no one's using them anymore.
We were just talking about the paint, because we have, it's a nightmare. We haven't started yet. We're going to paint a couple of rooms in our house.
Mm-hmm.
We still have the paint from the original in the basement. They're 15 years old.
Yes.
2003 is when we painted.
Right.
And it's like, we got to get rid of them. So it's June 23rd, but where is it?
It's at the Westbury High School.
Westbury.
One Post Road.
One Post Road, okay.
Yes, right off of Jericho Turnpike.
I know the one, okay.
Right off of Jericho Turnpike.
And that's
we have
a voting
shredding.
Place.
Not the high school. No, the high school is usually
then I don't know.
Place.
Okay.
But we also have shredding. So any important documents, and this is very important to the seniors as well. Any important documents that you have, you typically would just tear them up and throw them in the garbage. And you know, identity theft is huge among seniors. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very huge problem that we're having. So you can carry all of your documents there and they shred them for you.
Okay.
So it's a safe way to make sure that your identity is being controlled and it's in a safe environment and no one else is getting it.
Okay.
So, and with regards to other programs for seniors,
that's what, 10 to 12, 10 to 1? Do you know?
I believe it starts around 9 o'clock in the morning. It goes from 9 to about 2.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll talk about it each week and tell us.
Yes. I'll make sure that we get you the information, but you can go to the town's website, www.northhempsteadny.gov.
Okay.
Could you also call 311?
And you can call 311. Okay. If you're within the borders of North Hempstead, you just dial 311, or you can dial 516-869-6311.
Okay. 311, that's the Holy Grail.
Exactly. Yes, that's your one call to town hall. You can reach any department and get any information you need regarding anything within the town. And so we also have our Rebuild Together program, which I'm sure you're familiar with, John, through Project Independence for our seniors, where if you need assistance in your home, you can call 311, and they will assist you in finding someone to make adjustments to your home. So if you need a grab bar or if you need a ramp to get inside your home, they're there to assist. And we also have a home rehabilitation program through our community development agency, which is very much underutilized. So we're going to start a campaign working with the CDA to make sure we get the information out, particularly to our seniors, those that are on a fixed income. It's there to assist you. The grant now, I believe, is anywhere between $17,000 and $25,000. And you only have to repay it if you sell your home. So could you imagine the amount of work you can get done in your home? Sometimes if your house is falling apart and you really just can't afford to do the work yourself, we have this grant that's available to you.
And then that's fair. You sell the house for X number of whatever you do, you've got the money in your pocket, you give it back.
Right.
But for the next 10 years, you could live there in a greater level of comfort.
Yes, a better quality of life.
Excellent.
You know, between the radio program and the Pioneer and just everybody going around council people, it's still amazing how people don't know so many of the programs that go on in North Hempstead.
Yes, I would encourage everyone to please sign up for the Pioneer. Most of the information on things that are happening around a town, particularly for seniors, is in the Pioneer. Or visit our website. Everything is on our website.
Right, that's true. And seniors are getting more computer savvy because it just... The stuff that's in this town is just mind-boggling.
Oh, yes.
And it's, again, I'm not just kind of keep throwing compliments your way, but it's because of Viviana and everybody on the board that these things get done. They're going and looking into ways to better the neighborhood and better the lives of everybody here. Take advantage. You know?
Yes. I mean, our number one priority is to listen to our constituents
right.
and hear from them what they want. And so oftentimes, and not just for seniors, but for everyone, you have working class people that are not able to get out. And so we've started mobile office hours, particularly for things like our building department.
Okay.
And our tax office when it's time to pay your taxes. we make it convenient for you. We'll come to you.
No.
Yes. We'll come to you. And so we just want to make things accessible for everyone. You know, everyone can't make it over to town hall between 9 and 5.
Right,
so
right.
We're making things accessible to them. And then with the internet as well, a lot of our forms and applications and what have you are online as well.
Right, that's a big help today, nowadays.
You obviously have such a passion for what you do.
I do. I absolutely love it. I mean, I've started out telling the story of how I got involved, and I never would have thought in a million years I would have been in public office. But this is what I absolutely love doing.
Which part of it gives you the most satisfaction?
I have to say working with the seniors, because that has always been the thing that pulled at my heartstrings. My mother was the type of person that would always be in the hospital visiting people. She was, I forget what they called it back then, but she was like the person that would just come and go and sit with people, like a companion in the hospitals. And as a little girl, she would bring me with her. And I hated going to hospitals, but it taught me to give back. It kind of gave me that sense of wanting to be around elderly people. I've always, you know, I think older people have such wisdom, and we can garner so much and glean so much from them. That's just my passion, being around seniors.
That's it comes out. Actually, the one thing I want to say in reference to that is, and Viviana's a councilwoman, as other councilwomen's, but this job doesn't come with all glory. A lot of people, and I'm not defending you, but a lot of people, if they don't get exactly what they want the minute they want it, you're getting a phone call. And, you know, and I'm not defending you, but I am saying that's so wrong, you know, because you're doing a great job and everybody is. It doesn't happen. You see a pothole, you make a phone call. If it's not filled the next day, somebody's cranky.
Well,
you got to be real.
In North Hempstead, we have 48 hours to fill a pothole.
Okay.
So if they call 311 and they put in a service request, unless it's a hole that was created by one of the utilities, we'll contact the utility to find out what's happening with it.
Oh, okay.
But if it's a regular pothole, we have 48 hours to fill it. And that's one of the great things about 311 is that it's there to make us accountable, because we are accountable to our
residents. No, you're 100%. I agree.
Yes.
But you have to cut slack. That's what I'm saying. I mean,
yes.
I'm giving this out to the listeners that I know how hard everybody works.
We
Everything
do.
Can't happen on that schedule. I mean, right. that 48-hour one is a schedule. But something else, if I call you in reference to a tree or something,
yes.
you're going to look into it, but you have a life also. And you may not be able to get back to me in 24 hours with a definitive answer. You'll get back to me next week.
Yeah.
It'll be taken care of.
Yes, we appreciate the patience of our constituents.
Right, you have to.
And we are working very hard, not just myself, but I can tell you, every council member that I work with and our town supervisor, we all are working very, very hard. We all have the same goal. We want to make
right.
sure that North Hempstead is the best place to live in America.
And we're getting there. We are there.
I mean, when
people hear about the stuff that you have in North Hempstead,
it does not exist anywhere else.
No.
And so Florida is like, you would consider it the place for senior citizens,
right.
the place where everyone goes to retire. They don't even have the programs that we have here for seniors. They
right.
don't.
Which is silly, because that's where they should be.
And that's
right.
where it should be.
Right.
My mother-in-law just recently came to move to New York, and she did not have the programs there at all. None. Project Independence, I have to tell you, is godsend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. It really is. And it has blossomed over the years into this amazing, amazing program that everyone wants to model. It's a national model now, what we have here in North Hempstead.
Right, I agree. But it's a model that, honestly, and this sounds so hokey, it was made with love. I mean, we have Christina Liu here.
Yes.
Honestly, these people can't be hired. You just can't put this team together and
to
put it in
heart.
Suffolk
exactly.
and figure it's going to
no.
be done.
No,
it doesn't work. This
you have
has
to have
evolved.
The heart to want to do this
yeah,
work.
Yeah, I'm agreeing
yes.
100%.
Yes.
I want to talk a bit about beautification.
Yes.
Okay. Steps that you're taking there, because I know you are.
Yeah, so just recently, last week, I was out in Carl Place walking throughout the community with Rosemary Olson from our community development agency, seeing what ways we can utilize the funds from the CDA to beautify Carl Place. We had a meeting a few weeks ago with Nassau County, and again this week with Nassau County, so we can start working together on beautifying the downtown area of Carl Place, which is Westbury Avenue. And the meetings have been very productive. And
good.
So I'm looking forward to us continuing to work together on downtown beautification. We have a grant through our Business Tourism and Development Corporation. Each district in North Hempstead has $10,000 that they're able to allocate to a civic group or a nonprofit organization for downtown beautification. And so in my district, it's Carl Place and Westbury. And so over the last 2 years, both Carl Place and Westbury have won awards for beautification. And so it's, you know, our initiatives are for our downtown. We want to make sure our downtowns are lively, make sure that our residents stay here. We have a millennials that are just leaving. You know, we have to make it advantageous for them to want to stay here. And so on top of the beautification, we also have a lot of affordable housing, workforce housing. We need to keep our young people here on Long Island. And the only way to do that is make it affordable for them to stay here.
I agree.
Yes, I agree
affordable
too.
And attractive.
And
yes.
attractive.
Right.
Yes.
You don't
and
want
attractive.
Affordable and not attractive, honestly. Yes. You don't want attractive and ridiculously priced. So the stuff that you're working on is what's going to keep people here. And
yes.
it is a disgrace because people... they come of age, so to speak, and say, I'm not staying here, and they're off someplace.
I can't afford it,
yeah,
right.
It's
right.
very difficult.
And I have to give the Village of Westbury a plug as well.
Okay.
Mayor Cavallaro is doing an excellent job in the Village of Westbury. They received recently a $10 million grant for downtown revitalization.
I read that, yes.
And they're doing a tremendous job revitalizing Post Avenue and the surrounding area.
Oh, Post
area.
Avenue, yes.
And that's the surrounding area.
The space.
Yes,
area.
The space,
that
yes.
whole, that is, you know.
That whole area.
I was with you at something there in a restaurant.
Yes.
Further down.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that honestly, when you get off the Northern State or whatever, and that strip there has...
Yes, it's
well,
come
it has
alive.
So much potential.
Oh.
It, does,
yeah.
it does. It does. And we want all of our downtowns to be
right,
like a
right.
Post Avenue. You know, they have it in other communities, but we want it in North Hempstead. And so we're striving towards that.
Good. You know what? I believe it or not, we're out of time.
Oh, already? Oh, my
already? That goes so quick.
No.
Honestly, Vivian, I want to thank you because I know your schedule is busy. To
thank
come
you.
Over here and talk with us and bring us up to date, it's so important to the listeners, you know, to everybody, because you guys are always working and you might as well get plugged for it.
Thank you.
Okay,
I appreciate it.
You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And a shout out to your interns. I apologize.
Yes,
okay?
We have Courtney, Efi, and we have Howard, my legislative assistant, here as well.
Thank you, girls, very, very much. We'll be right back.